We're going to get rolling so that we can get our training done. We've got 45 minutes to deliver value to all of you on what we're trying to accomplish. I want to introduce our team, and then we'll go over our agenda, and then we will introduce you to our new resource called the Business by the Book Indicator and actually allow you an opportunity to test drive it. This is Bob Dickey on my left. He is the president of Crown. And Calvin is on the very end. Calvin Dillinger is a director with Crown. There's actually four of us on the Crown team here. Grant Webster is with us. He's not on the podium right now. Although Grant did help build the technology you're about to see, and you'll want to get in touch with him if you're interested in how this was all created. We believe what Tim Keller said is true, that the kingdom of God advances among friends. Therefore, go and make some friends. Isn't that a great thought? And so we want to take just a moment to personally tell our story so that you can know us as not just people on the podium, but actually have a friendship with you. I have a business background, raised in the oil and gas business, also did some real estate. I tried to take a company public and have quite a bit of experience, but my life was changed in a Crown Bible study in 1999 in Dallas, Texas. And in that Bible study, I realized that I was an idolater. I say that, I try to enunciate it carefully, as opposed to an adulterer. I've made that mistake in some public talks, and people come up and say, "Oh, I can't believe how your wife took that." And I said, "No, I said idolater." But the truth is, there's no difference. It's two people who've left their first love. And that's what had happened to me. And through Crown's ministry, I was able to realize that I had been controlled by money. I'd placed my identity in money. And it revolutionized my thinking to come out of that and give my heart to the Lord. I started as a volunteer in Dallas, Texas. And then I went to on staff and had no idea. I've been on staff since the year 2000. I had no idea that one day I would be succeeding Larry Burkett. So I have the privilege of spreading the ministry all over the world. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. So that's my story. I think you heard a little bit about my wife and kids earlier. This is Bob Dickey. He is a gift to our ministry. He joined us about 5 years ago. I want him to tell you how he got involved and what he's passionate about. Bob is a father of six children. He has an undergrad. I forget what it's in, Bob. Engineering?
History degree.
History, and then master's of civil engineering. He's in the Harvard Executive Program. He was a top finisher in the Boston Marathon. He's just a phenomenal brother in the Lord. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Thank you. Well, earlier in the week, the question was asked, please stand if you are doing something that you never considered that you would be doing. And I was one of those guys standing. I grew up in a ministry home. My dad is a Baptist minister his entire life. My grandfather was a traveling evangelist. And from the tiny little age, from the way back when I can remember, so many people in my life would say, Bobby, you're going to be a pastor just like your dad. And I don't know if it was because I was maybe running from it because I knew the pressures of being in the ministry, but I certainly felt like God did not gift me to be a pastor. I felt like I had a unique design and gifting to do something else. And so I have this non-linear career where I go off to university, I get trained in various business attributes and so forth. Spent almost 7 years in the military as an officer in the United States Air Force, and then was a CEO of a company back in Flint, Michigan for a number of years. And then all of a sudden, all of these things that looked just so like I was going in so many different directions in life coalesced in this moment in time. Chuck, when you called me and asked me to be a part of the Crown Ministry, and it's like at that moment in time, I could just kind of see God's hand in my life where he was saying, it didn't make sense for me when I was 18, didn't make sense for me when I was in the military. It's like, okay, where am I going? What's going on? But looking in the rearview mirror, I saw God's hand where he said, Bob, I'm going to place you in this position. I'm going to take you here. I'm going to take you there. And it's all going to make sense. And all these experiences coalesced to this moment where I was prepared to be a part of Chuck, your team, to help out Crown. And it's literally changed my life. And so I am so proud to be a part of the organization, to serve along side, Chuck Bentley, and then also being able to work with great young talent like Calvin and Grant. So that's just a little bit about my background. I feel like I get to take the business experience that God's given me, but use it in a ministry aspect. I'm very passionate about serving business leaders around the world.
Did you have an experience where you felt like you got caught up in that outside-in kind of cycle in business?
I was totally there. And there was a disconnect for me in terms of folks that I was listening to, people who might be mentors and counselors, but I saw a disconnect between business leaders on Sunday morning and then how business leaders, Christian business leaders, would put their practice their faith and conduct business in the marketplace. And so I realized, and I struggled with that. There was just this very big disconnect. And Chuck, you were the one in your book, The Root of Riches, where you really said beliefs and behaviors are linked, and your beliefs are going to actually impact your behaviors. And it was through that transformational process, I was like, I am so happy I'm able to be a part of this team that's helping share that message with people around the globe.
And we're going to talk about the connection between your beliefs and your behaviors today. We're going to get to that in this assessment we're going to show you. I want you to introduce Calvin.
Well, Calvin, one of the individuals that we were able to bring on early on was Calvin Dillinger. He's a graduate from Lee University, and I've had the opportunity to go back and speak at Lee, and I said, if I can hire anyone from this university to be a part of our operation, we will. Calvin is an absolute rock star and godsend. He has just been able to come in. He's moved up. He's continued to help out. Calvin and Grant are the two guys who spearheaded this new business by the book indicator assessment that you're going to see briefly, but it's just a joy to be able to work with young people who are not only talented, but Calvin has an immense heart for the Lord. And one of the things that I've shared with people is that he is wise beyond his years in his spiritual maturity. A lot of that has to do because I know you've got a fine father, but you also went to a great university and God's just really blessed you. And so please share a little bit about your journey and why you're part of the Crown organization.
Well, this is great. First of all, I just want to say I'm so honored to be here. It's an amazing experience for being with that group of under 30s the other morning. You guys saw the picture up on the screen. It is just, it's amazing to be in this kind of an atmosphere with so many business leaders and executives and CEOs and entrepreneurs that love the Lord and want to impact the kingdom through the marketplace. It's just encouraging. So for me, a little bit about my background. I grew up in a ministry home as well, similar to Bob, where I was like, you know what? Like, I don't like this life. I want to earn money. I want to get into business. So I went to business school, and as I was in school studying the Word and studying business, God just completely transformed my heart into this powerful thing of saying the marketplace is actually the mission field. This is a place where we can go, where we can have this amazing impact and this amazing influence and change in the world. And so from then on, I just had this huge heart for seeing that change actually happen. So I started my own little business. I call it my real world MBA. It really took me through the ringer and taught me a lot of things about myself, a lot about business, and a lot about the Lord. He was just so present in the midst of really hard times in that small business and the really good times as well. So that ended up bringing me to Crown. I've been at Crown now for a little over 4 years, and like Bob was saying, I have been honored to be part of this team that has developed this new indicator, this new tool to help us measure our beliefs and our behaviors in business and how we can really create impact in the marketplace.
I know you founded your business with some partners and then sold it to them. Tell them what it was.
Yeah, so I started a coffee company. A lot of you guys are drinking coffee right now. I love coffee, love the industry, and love the community that's formed around a cup of coffee. Where you can go and you can sit. It's just a safe place. It's a place where you can connect one-on-one with people or in a group, and it's really just this amazing atmosphere. Stepping into a coffee shop and being the owner of one, you have this opportunity to speak into people's lives in a really unique way where they may not have stepped into a church or into a ministry, but they stepped into your business.
Well, if you hadn't had a chance to get to know these two or even myself, please be sure and say hello. We do want to get to know you. Here's our agenda. I'm going to tell you just briefly about the history of Crown and FCCI, why the Business by the Book indicator that we've just developed. Today is the first day it's ever been released publicly. You're actually going to get to test drive it and give us feedback. So it's a big deal for us to be here and to roll this out with you, and we're looking forward to the technology working well and the internet working well so that we can get you online. And then we're going to talk about what now, how maybe we can do some things together. I want to give a brief history because some of you are new, some of you are first time. You may not know the history of Larry Burkett. He started his ministry in 1976. Larry was a businessman, but also a great thinker. He was hired by NASA to run some of their operations. He helped put a man on the moon in the Apollo 15 space mission, and he actually inherited a moon rock from one of the astronauts that brought it back and gave it to him for helping him get back from the moon. That was the primary objective. If you go to the moon, is to somehow get back, and Larry helped him. Larry was a genius, not figuratively, but literally. He was a brilliant, brilliant man. He started, he became a Christian at age 33, and then soon thereafter sold his company and went into ministry. Served in ministry until he was 64, so that was 31 years. He wrote 70 books in 31 years. I've been here 15, 16 years, and I've written 5 books. He wrote almost 2 a year, more than that. I don't even can't even comprehend it. In the midst of that, he was the founding director with Alan Sears of Alliance Defending Freedom. He felt like America was going to be, our religious freedoms were going to be threatened. So he helped to launch Alliance Defending Freedom. And they're a very large ministry arguing courts before the Supreme, cases before the Supreme Court. They're thriving and growing and having an impact in that sphere. He also saw a need for training financial advisors to think biblically and to lead their clients into being more generous. So he started 2 organizations, one with Jim Shoemaker called Kingdom Advisors. They're headed up today by Ron Blue as their chairman, and they're growing and thriving. I think they have about 1,800 members, and they're spreading the biblical worldview among Christian financial advisors, doing a great job. Then he started with Terry Parker and Ron Blue to start the National Christian Foundation. Now, if you don't know that story, it's a 30-year-old organization, and last year they gave away $1.2 billion to Christian causes. They've given away over $5 billion, and Larry knew that if he was discipling stewards, they would have capacity to give it away. And he was very prophetic-looking and when he saw that need, and it's made a huge difference. They're growing. Terry Parker is here, who was one of the founding members of NCF, National Christian Foundation. And then he met Bobby Mitchell and Bill Leonard at a Bible study. They had started FCCI, and he said, I want to cast my lot with you guys. And so he is a part of the history of the Fellowship of Companies for Christ. He loved this ministry. He spoke almost every year that he was able. He spoke the last year here that he was alive in 2002. We had a long history with this ministry. At one point, they were a supported organization. We took in FCCI to help incubate it through some rough times, and then they were able to spin out and go back and grow on their own. So that's how close our relationship has been with them. And of course, he founded Crown 40 years ago. That's the organization that was his home base that we now lead. And we're growing, and we're thriving, and we're healthy. We're in 104 countries around the world. We teach biblical financial principles on the personal financial level. We have Bible studies on business, career, as well as, what's the third area?
Work.
And then we also have, thank you. He's the president. And we also have a large poverty initiative around the world. So that's what we get to do. It's my first time at a business FCCI seminar, my very first event. And it's been a blessing to see what Terrence and the team have been able to do, the growth that they're experiencing. And we've decided to cast our lot with them and help them again, to come and rejoin them. We're in a lot of places around the world, and we run into business leaders all over the world. Can I tell you a few stories? We are business by the book. This is the book Larry wrote. It was the best-selling book on marketplace principles of all time for many, many years. And it's still going strong. Why would it ever go out of style, right? The principles are timeless. We launched Business by the Book inside China about 10 years ago. And we teach it in two different formats. We teach it in a live seminar, and we teach it in a 10-week small group study. And I could spend the rest of the day telling you the impact that that book has had. In fact, The Economist magazine in November of 2015 wrote a paragraph about the revolution, they call, going on inside China in the marketplace. And they said there's a Bible study teaching people to be honest, to avoid corruption, to pay their taxes, and to manage their money well according to God's principles. And it's changing the whole landscape of the business community in China. You know who they were talking about? This book right there. Now, they didn't name it, but we have approval to do what we're doing there. And so I know what's going on there. I've been there many times, gone to many of the graduations. China is the only country in the world where I've ever taught this material where people weep during the teaching. I can teach it here and nobody will shed a tear. I can teach it almost any country in the world. You know why they cry? They have a little saying about their economy. They say there was a period in China where we had nothing. Then there was a period in China where we had money. And then the new period in China is we have nothing but money. That's their three economic phases. And they have a desperate emptiness. And they have put so much money into their heart, and it has not loved them back. And they're empty. And so when I talk about greed, when I talk about coveting, the 10th commandment, by the way, the 10th commandment is one of the greatest economic principles ever put on planet Earth. You know what it is? Thou shalt not covet. Coveting is the only one of the 10 commandments where man cannot make a law to try to prevent it. We try to prevent stealing, theft, adultery, murder. We can't try to prevent it. There's no way to even control it. It's an issue of the heart, but it's one of the big 10. Because it allows a meritocracy to flourish. When coveting is unleashed in a culture, hell has come to earth. Nobody can win. Everybody wants what everybody else has. And it's a free-for-all. It's a race to the top. And you run over whoever you have to get there. I'll teach on those principles, and people will weep and repent and come up and give their heart to Christ while I'm teaching. I mean, I've been there, and four or five people will come up, and I'm on chapter point number two, and I'm saying, like, to my translator, what are they doing? They want to come to Christ, like right now. Okay, we'll do that. All right, can you go back? I'll finish the seminar. And it's just been a real-time revival, and God has used that material. And so I tell you all that history for this reason. If you ever doubt that you can have an influence, you've been deceived. You can have an influence right where you are. You can disciple, you can train, you can multiply, you can spread the kingdom of God through how God has made you. And just, you know, real leadership is getting rid of the excuses. You know, get rid of those so that you can take these tools and multiply the kingdom of God. It'll be the best investment you ever make. So that's part of the story. We've translated this book into, well, actually, the book has already been translated in so many languages, and we partner with FCCI to spread this word. It's your book, it's our book, and we're doing it together. And we've created an indicator, and I'm going to let Bob tell you a little bit about it. And why don't you tell him about it, and I want to answer the belief behavior equation.
Absolutely. Well, Terrence contacted me maybe 4 years ago. He was driving through Nashville, and we were trying to connect. He was coming on board, or just recently on board with FCCI. I was somewhat new to Crown. And the two of us realized that we wanted to get together and start partnering and figuring out how our two organizations could work together. We've got a very rich history. And we met in a little coffee shop, speaking of coffee, had a great conversation outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and the discussions just started to flow. And we started to talk, and we started to, you know, ideate with each other.
That's one of those buzzwords.
One of the buzzwords. Gotcha. I wanted to drop it in there just for
ideate.
You.
Right?
Ideate. So there we go. So we were throwing ideas around. And Terrence and FCCI has such a powerful ministry globally. Crown's been serving in some of those same places. And we're both really passionate about business by the book. And as I have come back and been working with Chuck, just seeing what's happening in China and overseas, we realized, you know, we had a lot of folks who were seminar instructors and small group leaders who were very passionate about it, but they would contact me at our various events and say, well, Bob, you know, we haven't updated this in quite a while. They're timeless materials, but we need to update the content so it's fresh and we can take it into schools and universities and in the marketplace. And I realized, you know, with this generation here, everything is technology-based. And we wanted to take the principles of business by the book and make an indicator, make an assessment. You know, you see it on Facebook, you see it in social media, that there's so many different assessments out there. You know, there's even crazy ones where people get to, you know, answer a few questions, you get to find out what Hollywood movie star you're most like, right? Well, we feel that these types of assessments are great resources for business leaders. And so we wanted to take this, the principles of business by the book, put it into a technology, into an indicator that people could actually use and grade yourself. You could see over time, but not just for the business leader. How about executives within your business or employees within your business? Think about the time this morning when Chuck shared about the painter, Tim. This is a guy who's championing, you know, Christ in the marketplace, but he had guys within his business that didn't have the same beliefs and behaviors that he did. There was a disconnect there. And so this is what this tool, we hope, is going to be able to help coach and help close that gap.
And we think it's complementary with what you already have within FCCI. We think your assessments are great. We're not trying to say just use this assessment. In fact, we think you'll find that this is a very easy plug and play and gets the conversation started with the people you're trying to help.
If I could just also add on to that, you'll see in here we have FCCI resources interwoven. So as a person takes the assessment, yeah, and they find out where they are, maybe they get a score, and they get a little score on where you need to improve, we're actually pointing people back to FCCI and saying, here's the organization that you need to contact. Get involved in a small group. Find a small group leader. Take one of the Bible studies. So we're actually, as people come through, Chuck's going to be mentioning this on his radio program here in the country. As people come in, we want to be pointing them right back to you guys at FCCI so that they use your resources and connect with your leadership.
In just a second, Calvin's going to show you how to take it, and we're actually going to do that. But I want to talk about this idea of measuring beliefs and behaviors. I believe that humanism has crept into all of our thinking and everything that we do. And humanism is the glorification of man. It's saying, it's up to me if it's going to be. And I'm my only resource, and I've got to make it happen. I have full responsibility for it. And certainly I understand personal responsibility for completing our task. But we have to counterbalance humanism, especially in business. It's a bottom line kind of outcome that we tend to operate towards. And we when you manage by objectives, a lot of times we leave out the why. You know, one of the most watched TED Talks of all time is a guy explaining the importance of saying why you're doing what you're doing. We're all motivated by why. I forget your name, but you told me this morning after my talk that I reminded you of the why. Reminded you that we've got a purpose greater than growing this company. We lifted our sights. And so with the indicator, we give you a score on, do you know what the Bible says about these nine categories? Now, we think that's hugely important because God said it's important. Did you realize how little practical advice there is in regard to some of the decisions you have to make with your business? The Bible doesn't tell you whether to buy this stock or that stock, does it? It tells you in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to be diversified. So if you don't follow that principle, you're in trouble. But it doesn't tell you buy, you know, Exxon or Texaco. But it gives you the principles. And here's what we do in business. We manage towards the objectives and forget the why. You may forget why you're diversified. The Lord said in Ecclesiastes 2, you're diversified because you don't know what disaster may come upon you. Right? You don't know when the next big one's coming. So Solomon said, just diversify. That's the best plan. So if you're going to operate your company on the solid platform of who you are, have your identity settled in Christ, then know yourself and teach others why. What are those principles? Now, what makes this simple is when you take the assessment, we're going to give you a category of how you do on your beliefs. Do you know what the Bible says, and can you articulate that? Most people do not, and this is not a pass-fail where we're saying you're bad or we're good. It's to simply say you can't be a good steward without a measurement. You can't repeat what you can't measure, and you don't. And if you don't reward it, it won't be repeated. So you want to take your company into a deep understanding of your why. And this tool will help you do it. And then we'll measure your outcomes. Are you actually putting it into practice? And you'll find that there's tensions between those two. And that way you'll know where to focus. And we're going to show you how to do that. Calvin, you want to take over and go into the how?
Awesome. All right. So what I'm going to do here in a few minutes is I'm going to point you guys to a website where you guys can go. If you want to do that today, you can. If you don't want to do that, that's fine as well. I'll point you to a website. It takes 10 to 15 minutes to complete this assessment. So what you'll see when you first get to that website is this page right here. This is basically just a classic landing page. It'll point you through. There's three different buttons you can click. They all point you to the same place.
And it's also mobile ready, right?
Yeah. So one of the things, that's a great point, Bob. If you are not on mobile, for someone that's under 40, you don't exist. And that's something that I've realized, with Crown for all of our resources, we want everything to be mobile ready. So you can have it on your phone, you can have it on your iPad, you can have it on your computer. It's going to be accessible through any one of those platforms. So, you could pull this up on your phone right now and you'd be able to take the assessment. That's the wonderful thing about the technology that Grant's team has helped us with. So
I'm going to join you when you tell us how to do it.
Perfect. That's great. Yes. Yes, I will show you here in one second. I'm going to run through here briefly and then I'll point you guys to that website. So it's 54 questions. It's very brief. You just click one of these circles for whatever is most like you, whatever is least like you in regards to your behavior or your belief. You'll receive a score for each area. You'll receive a full report that you can scroll through. It'll identify each one of those 9 principles, and it'll grade you on your belief and behavior for each one. Now, of course, the questions are randomized, so you may try to trick the assessment so you could, figure out the best answers. Ultimately, they're randomized, so you're not going to be able to, figure it all out, unfortunately. All right. So it'll also show you the top 3 areas where you can improve. These are the areas that you may have scored the lowest, that are kind of those red flag areas or warning signs for you to look into identifying areas of potential growth for yourself.
Can I add right here? You see it's divided into 2 categories. That's what makes this so unique. It doesn't ask if you have a good bottom line. It asks you what you believe about those issues. What do you believe about marketing? What do you believe about ownership? What do you believe about planning? And think of the impact if you can shore up the why. You with me? There's a really important distinction. I don't want you to miss it, because if you discount that, then you're missing the point of becoming an inside-out company. You come inside out by putting your beliefs in proper order.
If I could jump in here too, one of the things that I'm really passionate about is the action plan that an individual will receive. Because a lot of times I'll get good counsel or I'll read an article and I'll realize, oh boy, that's an area of my life that I need to improve on. But there isn't really anything for me to follow up on. There aren't resources and people and counselors and coaches that are being promoted to me. So I'm left up to my own devices of like, I got to go find this. And so we're really trying to partner with world-class organizations like FCCI to bring all of these resources. So there's free resources, there's books that you can purchase, and coaches that you can connect with, but there's a very detailed plan. Calvin, I think you just hit the button here to kind of show it. So I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah, show us that page there.
Yes, so Bob explained it beautifully. The action plan will give you books, it'll give you coaching, it'll give you small group resources, all those various tools to be able to have in your tool belt that you can start to grow in those areas. And last but not least, we'll go ahead and point you guys right to that website. If you guys want to get it on your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have with you.
So go ahead and say it out loud for those that are watching.
Yes, it's engage.crown.org/BBBI. Now you don't need a www. Just type in engage.crown.org/BBBI.
Is that going to be the permanent web address? So if they take this home with them, it's going to stay this web address?
Even if it changes, maybe we'll have crown.org/business.
But yeah. That'll get you there.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I am engage.crown.org/BBI, and my internet connection isn't working. How about any of you? I'm sorry?
Oh, for Wi-Fi?
Oh, okay, yes. I think my Wi-Fi is... Oh, thank you. That's my mistake. I did it yesterday. Thank you very much.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, perfect. Yep. And then there should be a button right on the website. You can go ahead and click through, and that should send you right to the indicator. Now, typically, like I mentioned, this will probably take 10 to 15 minutes. Some people are a little more analytical, like to, you know, look at each one of the questions a little bit longer. So it could take you a little bit longer. I would encourage you, though, just to go through it with your gut feeling. Just to go through it and say, you know what, this feels like us, this feels like, you know, just run through it in a way that feels more natural versus trying to identify and analyze each one of the questions in a deeper way, because sometimes we second guess what truly is, you know, in our heart or in our minds for our business.
So all of you are working on it. We're going to talk a little bit about it. You will see this wheel. I actually found mine. Thank you for that technology tip. You know, plug in the password always helps. And you can see that these are the areas we're measuring, but we're measuring it in two dimensions. So there's really, instead of nine dimensions, there's 18. And then we're going to show you where we think that you can work on that, make a nice graphic presentation. It's just really simple, beautiful technology. I think Grant did a great job for us making it look nice. So some of you want to go through it and tell us how you did, but I'd like to keep talking just a little bit while you're doing that. Grant, if you'll go back to the last slide. I don't know if you saw on this particular page, but when you complete it, there will be recommended resources, and there's FCCI right there. So we intend to help promote the mission of FCCI inside this. And have you told them how much it costs?
It's free.
Yeah, there you go. So we want to make it free so that not only you could take advantage of it, but you could take it back and start using it. We would love to see this become a tool that you tell your friends about and you ask them if they would like to engage. Because when you have that conversation, let me tell you what happens to me a lot. People come to me and ask me for advice. They say, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee and I need to talk about my finances. And what I always say is, do you have any data? I don't want to just have a conversation. I'd like to look at the data. And we have a Money Life indicator that does exactly the same thing. And before I meet with someone to give them advice, I look at their indicator. It tells me there are three areas of weakest belief and there are three areas of struggling in their finances. And the appointment goes well. Now, if I just sat down with them and said, hey, tell me about yourself, you know, what's going on, what's the problem with the budget, I wouldn't get nearly as far. Well, you can do the exact same thing in your ministry to other people who want to have a conversation about what's it like to lead a company for Christ. You know, I'm trying to align my beliefs with these metrics. I'm aligning my outcomes with these metrics. These all come from Scripture. I can help you with that if you'd like. And it's not just a conversation. Take the metric. Of course, once they become involved in FCCI and they want to be a company for Christ, and you've got all the deeper dives to take them in through those individual silos. This is something we think is just a easy way to engage the conversation. And so many people have heard of Larry Burkett and Business by the Book. The number one question we get asked when we tell people we work for Crown and they get that blank look in their face, we say Larry Burkett, and they say, oh, yeah, I knew Larry. So that'll help you. We got another slide there, Calvin. So, Bob, why don't you hit that one?
So one of the things that we would just like to encourage you guys to do is just go through the indicator, use it yourself. We're open for feedback. If you go through there and you see a particular area, you're like, oh, you know what? I know this is a great ministry. I know a great resource that should be programmed in there. This would help people. We would like to partner with those individuals and potentially put those resources in there. So if you have resources that you'd like to recommend, please reach out to Calvin, myself, Grant. We'd like to hear your suggestions and hear your feedback. We'd also encourage you, FCCI, as you know, has a lot of great resources. internships for young millennials and young people coming in out of college, small groups, small group studies. So we really want to be able to promote those, but also consider a business by the book small group. We offer those at Crown. We also conduct business by the book seminars around the country. And so if that's something that you would like to have within your locale, we do those at churches, we do those in businesses, but you can contact us. We can get a trained seminar instructor there to work with you and your community. It's been extremely impactful, as you've heard Chuck talk about the things that are going on overseas and in China, and we certainly want to make sure that we're helping start that revival here in the marketplace with some of these tools and resources.
Well, when you look at what George Barna said, we've got to get much more effective right here. And we want to do that. We want to partner with you to help do that. This is, the warning signs are there, and we want to be more effective. Let me just give you a scenario, and then I want to let you ask some questions. But you can encounter a scenario where somebody has high behavior and low beliefs. How would you respond to that one? In other words, they're doing all the right things, but they have no supporting belief to it. You know what that scenario is? Probably a Pharisee. A Pharisee is someone who has high emphasis on behavior and low support scripturally. And so you end up with a legalistic type of organization. And that's one that may have the good numbers, but no soul. That's a company that's in real trouble. It's a warning sign. But the person that you're ministering to may not even know why. Does that help you see that? Because normally you're going to see high beliefs in Christendom and low behavior, meaning, yeah, I believe that, I'm just not doing it. And then you have the conversation, why not? Where are the disconnects? Where are the processes to help you do that? You're going to see that much more frequently. But when you run into that one that has high behavior, got it all, got my ducks in a row, got all that outcomes where I want to be, but low beliefs, then you've run into an issue. There's a major ministry opportunity right there. So we've got a few minutes left on the clock. I want to take some questions. Does any of you have a result yet that you want to talk about? I know that would be pretty quick. Ricky, you're quick on the draw over there. Did your technology work? How's it going for you?
I've been helping him.
Now, you don't have to do it on your mobile device. If you've got your laptop, it may be easier for some of
you. We have a question right here.
Yes, would you stand so that the cameras can hear it? With your senior staff?
Yeah.
I have lots of stories to tell on that. I would lead the way, lead by example. And I would share your personal results with them so there's a vulnerability. So they don't feel like you're testing them or judging them. And then I would just talk about it. And then I would segue to say, it's one thing if I'm sort of embracing this, it's really another if you do. And I love what Horst Schultz said. You know, we have a disaster if the bed isn't made. We have a disaster if the food is cold. And share to your staff, unless we unify around these things, we can't really affect these outcomes. But if we do, you know, God is glorified through unity. God is glorified when we get on the same page. So I would approach it that way, through a grace approach, so nobody's intimidated. Like, oh, what did he bring home? I'm worried, you know, maybe I need to falsify some of my results because you're the boss and I'm not, right? So hopefully that'll help you. Did you want to add anything to that, Bob?
I think that was perfect.
Yeah, and we would like to be able one day to synthesize, using another good buzzword, synthesize all the results in a management team or something like that. We can't do that yet, but it's something, if you saw value in that, let us know. Where you could say, this is how we score as an overall company.
I think we have a question over here. Yes, sir.
So this is probably a question that is more revealing to me. But as I started going down this assessment, do you approach the assessment with your own person in mind as you go down as their personal beliefs as opposed to a company practice?
That's right.
Where is that?
Yeah. Talk about the perspective of the questions. Do you want me to, or do you?
You can.
Remember I talked today that an inside-out company, God operates through a leader that starts the company, operates through a leader that grows the company, or a leader that sustains the company through godly character. The soul of the organization is transmuted through God's leader. And so we want you to answer it in the first person. Does that make sense? This is where I see the company. It may not be where the CFO sees the company, or my customer sees it, or my vendors see it, but this is my perspective. So you're answering your own questions about leadership. It's not a corporate analysis. We start with you.
Yeah. Great answer.
So is there a clear button?
Start over? Oh, you're doing better than the company is doing. I see.
Well, there's one thing, an interesting thing to note here. It will save your results. So you can take this, or you can sit down
times.
With your with a person that you're mentoring.
That's a good
and
one.
When you go through it, it will save those results. And then you start working, and you start mentoring, and you start having time of devotion, either with yourself or with the staff that you're mentoring. And you can take that assessment again a month later, a quarter later, a year later, and you can see how those results will change. And so we're hoping that's a tool that you'll be able to use and say, hey, Susie, hey, Bob, look, this is where you were a year ago. Look at the progress we've made.
Yeah.
And so there's that metric. You can go back and take a look at old results and new results.
Well, you could do your annual offsite, your annual planning session, and say we're going to benchmark 2012, 2013, 14, 15, and the future, and just see if you're making progress. So, you know, it's easy to do. So that was one of the things we appreciated about Grant, to leave it stored on there. You have to log in to get it stored, right, Grant? Set your own password. But it ought to be able to... We make it very easy. Yes, over here.
Just on executional, as I'm going through it, the portrait landscape, okay, on the email address once I've gotten entered, won't allow me to do it in landscape. I had to turn it to portrait.
Okay.
So just look at your...
Great.
On your mobile device.
Make a mental note on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Perfect.
So you wanted to pivot when you turn your phone. Okay. Yeah. Okay. On the laptop user interface, on the left column, Grant designed it where all the 9 categories are in your column, and you can click the one you want to go to. So you don't have to go through it from top to bottom every time. So maybe on your laptop it would be a little bit easier. If you want to click leadership, it'll go to leadership, and that menu is really a time saver.
We had a question over here, Chuck.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a question about one of your questions?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever used Comcast? Look it up. They have a reputation for being the worst company in America to disengage from. They won't let you go. They're legendary for bad customer service. And it creates this ethos of having been taken captive by the company. And we're actually trying to say, is there a grace to the way you allow a person to exit their relationship with you?
And it also happens an awful lot with online companies that store credit cards, where you're doing those monthly service fees, and people are like, well, I'm trying to call the company, I don't want the service anymore, but month after month after month, their credit cards are getting hit, and the companies fraudulently are making it very difficult for them to get out of that relationship. So a good company, as you know, would make it easy for people to engage, but also when it's time for that customer to raise their hand and say, I want to go someplace else, their exit ought to be as good or better than when they came in the business.
I do not like those deals. Sign up for 30 days for free, and then it auto-renews for a year, and you don't realize your credit card's getting dinged for $6 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened to me with airline internet service before, and I was like, I can't believe it. And then you've got to call and wait to get disconnected.
Hours and hours.
And so we had focus groups that helped us create the questions. It wasn't this team. We did the Horst Schultz thing of asking people, what do we need to be really focusing on real issues today? We've got a minute left. Who wants to ask a question? Great. You have some results? You want to share them with us? Not really? It's up to you.
Okay.
So you did very well.
I did very well.
Congratulations.
That's great.
How's that feel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the principles aren't outdated. Some of the examples may be outdated.
Yeah, sure.
The way it's worded is definitely outdated, but the principles stand today.
Yeah, thank you. I can't see you from here because of the light. Can you tell me your name?
My name's Robert Mono.
Thank you, Robert. I'd love to talk about it to see how you did. That's great.
Okay.
That's very affirming.
We have a question here, Chuck, in the blue shirt.
You want an NA option, is that what you're saying? Yeah. Did you catch that, Grant?
That's a good point.
Instead of the forced answer from 1 to 5, you need it. Doesn't apply.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes. Yes, sir.
My coworker and I just took this.
Right now?
Different scores.
Mm. Right now?
Yes.
Okay.
That's great.
And what does that say to you?
Well, that I'm right and she's wrong.
and by the way, she just became real right in my eyes. You stepped in that one.
Can we go through and see where I scored a high and she scored a plus of that high, or vice versa?
You can
actually go through and compare.
There's not a comparison feature yet. It's brand new. If that's of interest and people start to say to us, hey, invest in that part of the technology,
that's
we may do it.
That's the main point, because we want to make sure that we're aligned. And we're, so if we have overall scores,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to the individuals.
Yeah, can you print a summary report, Grant? Yeah, you can print a summary report. That's the old school way of doing that.
And it's always possible.
Yeah. If people want that, this feedback, I mean, we want to listen.
Yeah. We have that option on the personal finance for a husband and wife. Y'all should do that one, by the way.
I think the
money
co-workers.
Life indicator. Oh, you're not husband and wife. I'm sorry. You're not husband and wife.
No.
You're coworkers. Okay. In. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, that's okay.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah, smart guy.
Well, that's
smart
what I was saying earlier.
Smart guy.
You got it.
Here we go.
But in our money life assessment, we do a comparative analysis, and it's super helpful. We also have personality ID for companies that does a comparative analysis. And to your point, it does the whole management team, called personality ID for teams. And it graphs the personality of your company and the individuals. We do it with every board member. Every year, and before we ever take on a board member, we plug them into our overall personality score to see if there's a skewed personality that might not fit into our culture. It's super, super helpful to us. And when you get involved in some of the things we do, you'll find we've got lots of tools. This one's brand new. But if you were able to successfully do it and the rollout worked, and I'll get to your question and I'll wrap it up, would you give Grant a hand who made that possible? Grant, stand up. Stand up. Thank you. You know, it's not all the time that a technology rollout goes real well. Way to go. And we heard some real-time feedback. Yes, sir.
So I took the assessment, and it gives me areas of improvement. How do you address the why needs improvement and the how it can be improved?
I want to see if I understand your question. How do you address the why that needs to be improved? Okay. You want to answer that?
Yeah. In terms of the how they can be approved, that's where the resource and the assessment gives you those resources in the feedback section. So those are the things that if you were to dive in and you were to really use those resources, use those assessments, get some coaching with an FCCI coach or mentor, your score in those areas will improve. Now, in terms of why, I don't know if that's addressed within the assessment.
I'll speak to that a little bit. So there'll be a couple of summary paragraphs that'll explain kind of your score range of what does it mean and potentially why that score is indicated as such. So it will be kind of a written, there's some content there specifically for that type of score. If that doesn't resonate with you, we'd love to hear feedback. on those written sections, on if that connects with you, if it addresses the issue for you. If you're saying you have a low score, you know, why did I get this low score? If that content doesn't resonate, then obviously we want to make sure that we're figuring out how to actually address those issues. Yeah.
My results were good to excellent. I would still like to know more specifically why it's saying I should improve in these particular areas.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's great. And don't forget, it's a self-assessment, so you probably scored yourself low on the questions related to that particular issue. So if you've been honest about it, then the why is that you felt either, I don't know if it was beliefs or behaviors, but you felt like you needed to grow in those particular areas in your understanding of your theology of work or that topic, or you needed to align your beliefs with the outcomes, your processes. That's a general answer, but remember, I can't give you a specific unless I look at the data with you. Thank you for the question. Last question, and I know we've run off the runway here.
Well, just to kind of hitchhike on what he was saying, would going through the book, working through the workbook, possibly a section of that address the why?
Absolutely, and other recommended resources on that topic. So you'll see we're not just recommending Crown resources. We've identified other areas on topic we think would help you to grow. I want to pray before we wrap it up. Is that okay? Yes, you've... Yes, we're always thinking about doing other languages. We're in so many countries. We start with the primary 30 and work our way through there. Primary 30 languages of the world can reach 80% of the population. And so that's usually our target. So Portuguese would be your interest?
Spanish,
yeah. Spanish and Portuguese are both in the top 30 primary languages, so that's where we'll start. Do you like it?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Let me pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you that we were able to roll out this tool. I know how many hours and hours and hours and actually several years of hard work have gone into it. Thank you that you brought us here with this warm and friendly group of business leaders to test it, to test drive it. Thank you that it worked. Thank you for Grant and Calvin, especially for their perseverance to get it into their hands today on time. Make it user-friendly and deliver it in a kind way, as Horst would say. I pray that it advances your kingdom, it achieves your purposes, Lord, that you bring teams into you unity, that you strengthen companies to operate from the inside out for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you all.